Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Shira, January 26, 2013, 15 Shvat, 5773, Parashat Beshalach, Exodus 13:17 through 17:16, Haftarah, Judges 4:4 through 5:31, Devar Torah, Sing a Song, by Marcy N. Bellows. You know how there are tons of melodies for Adon Olam? You may never have thought about it before, but there are many out there. Each congregation may default to one or another, but the words to Adon Olam can be fit to many modern tunes. As rabbinical students in Jerusalem, we used to do a sing-down game where two teams would compete to see how many melodies to Adon Olam we could come up with. Yes, that's what we did for fun. My favorite has always been Rock Around the Clock. Go ahead, take a moment, and give it a try. I love Jewish and liturgical music. I don't mean any disrespect to my fellow rabbis out there, but the music has always served as a much more spiritual component of the service for me than the spoken word. The right melody, a favorite Janowski, Lewandowski, Richards, Isaacson, Friedman, or Klepper, especially one that evokes a particular memory or moment, feels like it opens up the heavens and communicates with the divine in a deep and meaningful manner. It's hard for me to stand still during some of my favorites. I just have to tap my foot or clap my hands or even do some of the special hand motions that I had learned at camp or in youth group. This is naturally a bit challenging when I'm in the role of a serious rabbi on the bima, but that's just the nature of the job, I suppose. One of my most treasured memories of my years at URJ's Olin Sang Ruby Union Institute, USRI, camp, was the weekly Shabbat Shira. After Shabbat dinner and services, we'd all head over to Port Hall, still dressed in our Shabbat finery. Once there, all of the camp song leaders would gather in the center of the room, and campers of all ages would arrange themselves in concentric circles around the room's perimeter. The song leaders would start with peppy, upbeat songs that encouraged us to boogie a bit and sing along in harmonies and call and answer routines. Then, eventually, they would transition to slower songs, and the lights would magically begin to dim. I never did find out whose job it was to do that. Shekhinah most certainly dwelled there with us, floating on the precious melodies that emanated from our lips. There was an ineffable magic to the songs, and we could all feel its power to transform. In those moments, I knew I always had to have access to Jewish music in my life. As I learned more and more about Jewish text over the years, I loved that this week's Torah portion, Beshalach, contains Shirat Hayam, the Song of the Sea, Exodus 15:1-21. This song, written in a special format in every single Torah, reminiscent of waves of water, was sung by Moses as our ancestors took their first steps of freedom on the other side of the Sea of Reeds. In fact, the song is so central to the portion that the entire Shabbat has a special name, Shabbat Shira, just like our wonderful weekly experience at USRI. It fascinates me that this song is treasured so greatly by our tradition. We are even taught to stand when it is read during worship. The centrality of music in Judaism and further proof of its import is reinforced when Miriam leads the women in her own song, timbrel in hand, in Exodus 15:20-21. These prophets could have merely given a big speech, orating grandly to the newly freed Israelites. But no, instead, they sing songs, creating poetic verses infused with joy, exultation, and praise. This validates our own desire to express emotions during ritual moments through music. I am grateful to all our cantors, song leaders, and musicians who help make Reform worship beautiful, transformative, and spiritual. I am likewise grateful to all composers of Reform liturgical and camp music, and the frequent overlap between the two, of past, present, and future. Without them, we wouldn't have the melodies to form the foundation of our blessed moments. Music takes us out of our heads, encourages us to join our voices to those of our community, and allows the waves of song to ascend to God's heavenly courts. I am confident that God celebrates these sacred melodies just as much as we do. Rabbi Marcy N. Bellows serves as the rabbi at Temple B'nai Torah in Wantagh, New York. She also writes the Reform Really column, which is featured bimonthly on the New York Jewish Week website.